The most famous home in the United States sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. You probably already know that we are talking about the White House. It serves as the home and headquarters of the American president. The country's first president, George Washington, chose the site where the White House would be built. He also supervised the building project, which began in 1792. However, Washington never lived in it. He was gone from office before the building was completed. John Adams, the second president, was the first occupant of the White House. He and his wife, Abigail, moved in 1800, even though the building was still being worked on. The White House was the largest home in the U.S. until after the Civil War in the 1860s. The building has 132 rooms, including 16 family and guest rooms, 35 bathrooms, and 3 kitchens. There are 6 levels. The first level has many famous rooms, including the Oval Office. That is where the president works, meets with people, and signs important documents. The president receives guests in the Blue Room. And the state dining room can hold 140 people for official dinners in honor of foreign leaders. The second and third floor of the building's west wing are private living spaces for the presidential family. When it is cold outside, family members can warm up near one of 28 fireplaces. And when it is hot, they can swim in the outdoor pool. They can also practice their golf swing on the grounds putting green. The White House offers lots of other things to do for fun as well. The first family can watch a movie in the theater, play in the game room, or bowl in the small bowling alley. The White House has been home to 44 presidents in all. Each one has made changes, some big, others small, to suit the individual needs and wants of their family. I'm Katie Weaver.